Here's some news now from the world of sports, and there was a big slate of college games last night. We'll start with the UVM men's basketball team, which got off to a hot 6-1 start to this season, but the Catamounts have cooled down a bit after suffering a 91-81 defeat at the hands of Marquette at the Bradley Center in Milwaukee last night, the Catamounts' second straight defeat. Marquette sophomore Marcus Howard was unstoppable from beyond the arc, finding the mark six times as part of his career-high 34-point night. In a good news, bad news situation, UVM was led by a most unexpected performance off the bench from freshman Steph Smith. He came off the bench to also find his long-range game, making all of his six three-point attempts and finishing with 20 points. That's a career high for Smith. Now, the bad news is that if a first-year bench player is your leading scorer, it means your starting big guns are not finding the bucket. And that was the case mostly last night, as the only Catamounts in double digits were Peyton Henson with 11, Anthony Lamb and Ernie Duncan each scored 10. UVM is now 6-3 on the season after that loss to Marquette. In Division II men's hockey, the St. Michael's Purple Knights are putting together quite the season. They're now in first place in the Northeast 10 Conference after a 4-3 overtime victory against Stonehill College in Massachusetts. Freshman Andrew Ulovitz picked a great time to score his first collegiate goal, potting the game winner just 36 seconds into overtime. Another freshman, Noah Muller, also scored and added an assist as the Purple Knights improved to 4-3-1 on the season. In men's college basketball, back to the hard court, Levi Holmes III continues to sparkle for the St. Michael's Purple Knights, matching a career high in points for the third time this season, scoring 29. But St. Mike's could not maintain a brief second-half lead against St. Anselm, and they fell 90-75 in New Hampshire last night. The women of St. Mike's were also taking on their St. Anselm counterparts, and they mounted a great comeback after falling into a 16-point hole at halftime. Purple Knights battled back, and they erased that deficit, forging into the lead with 2 minutes left to go in regulation. But the Hawks rebounded themselves to go on an 8-point run in the last 2 minutes. They pulled out a 60-54 victory, improving to 6-3. The Knights fall a game under 500. They are now 4-5. The Castleton Spartans men's team knows how the St. Mike's women's feel, also losing hold of a lead late in their game against Colby Sawyer. This one came down to the wire. The Spartans led 55-48 before Colby Sawyer went on an 8-1 run over the last 3 minutes. The game, though, was still tied at 67 when the Spartans took a shot with 1 second left to go on the clock. The shot missed the mark. During the scramble for the rebound, Colby Sawyer's Jordan Bell was fouled. Then he sank both free throws at the other end of the court to give his team a 69-67 win. Tondi Mushandu led the Spartans with 18 points in the losing effort. Better result for the Castleton women. They beat Colby Sawyer 62-37, led by 15 points from Brooke Raich. To the pros who skate on the ice, and there are fans of two teams shaking their heads at Braden Schenn's performance for the St. Louis Blues at the Bell Center last night. The full house of Montreal Canadiens fans, of course, were none too pleased to watch Schenn drop a hat trick on the Habs in the Blues' 4-3 victory. But fans of the struggling Philadelphia Flyers may also see that stat and wonder why their team ever traded Schenn away to St. Louis in the first place. He is thriving and turning into one of the best forwards in the NHL during his time with St. Louis. Shea Weber had 2 goals for the Habs in that losing effort last night for Montreal. Backup goalie Andre Pavelec was surprised to find himself in net for the New York Rangers against the defending Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins last night. But starter Henrik Lundqvist had the flu, so rather than having him sneeze into his own mask, Pavelec was pressed into duty, and he did just fine. He stopped a season-high 41 shots, leading the Rangers to a 4-3 win over the Pittsburgh Penguins last night.